The council planning section carried out a review of the whole planning situation at the hospital. They produced a 43-page report on it, and I suppose the bottom line with it is that the planners are laying the blame for the flooding issues squarely at the door of the HSE. I think what the planning report now produced for the council shows is that on the original planning application that was put in for the building, council planners requested that the HSE, by way of planning condition, would put sufficient measures in place to ensure that surface water would not flow into the site, basically to avoid any flooding issues, and that's explicit from the planning conditions. What the report shows is that the HSE did not deal with those issues, and the council planners make that quite clear that is their position on it. The report also shows that during the original construction of the building, there was a flooding incident which was not acted upon, and when the subsequent flood, the first major flood, occurred in July 2013, it was more or less a repeat of the original thing which had occurred. But I think most worryingly, and I suppose most the biggest issue which the HSE will have here, is that the council planners are saying that after the first flood in July 2013, when HSE came in to put in a new pipe structure in place, council planners did advise the HSE that there were further flooding issues arising at the hospital which needed to be addressed, but the engineers for the HSE replied to the council and said that it was not within their remit to deal with the further issues. Now, subsequently, those further issues came into play in August 2014, which led to the second flood. So the council planners are quite clearly saying that they had warned of the issues which subsequently arose in 2014.